What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Okay, Iran just held a massive drone drill in the Persian Gulf, and it was done to showcase its military and technological prowess. And the drill involved some 50 Iranian-made drones. And, of course, Israel is saying, oh, my goodness, you know, we can't have that. And a lot of the drones were operating along key choke points in the Persian Gulf. So Iran is sending a message. Force on force, the Iranian Navy could not stand up to the United States Navy, but with this drone force, seems to be a bit of an equalizer. And the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps described the drills as Iran's largest exercise of its kind to date and occurred mostly near the Strait of Hormuz. And for the first time, 50 Iranian drones on the RQ-170 model operated with a number of assault and combat drones. So they had several different – they're poking the U.S. in the eye, because the RQ-170 is the drone that Iran spoofed to get it to land in their territory. And they've copied it, and they're building a lot of them. And there was a video that came on out, very well shot, edited very quickly, so you get the sense of excitement without giving away too many secrets about what's going on. But it looks like it's capable equipment here. Former White House Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn said that President Donald Trump is losing the trade war with China, and urged him to basically ease up, and said that cutting a deal with China would score a big win. And yeah, this tariff war has caused a lot of harm, yes, to China, but also to the American people. And when Donald Trump started this whole thing, I said, where this falls apart, I understand protecting American businesses, but if those businesses aren't ready to go, if they're not ready to step in to that vacuum with the same products and services and produce that were being imported, then it's not going to work, because we still have to buy from China what we were buying before. And guess who gets to pay that tariff? You do. And American farmers were very unhappy about what was going on. This was a lose-lose. Forget about win-win. This was a lose-lose. The U.S. and Canada have now expanded their anti-Russia sanctions over Ukraine. And 21 individuals and 12 entities were added to the sanctions list. The U.S. has imposed sanctions targeting six Russian nationals, including Border Guard Service Deputy Director Medvedev. Wow, that's reaching pretty high here. And apparently the new set of restrictions have been introduced in coordination with the European Union and Canada. Okay. Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Donald Trump did the first veto of his administration, blocking that resolution to basically undo Trump's emergency declaration. It passed 59-41. Trump has vetoed it, and the Senate obviously lacks a two-third majority to overturn. Meanwhile, down on the border, remember the National Guard troops were sent on down there, and a lot of people are saying, you know, why? They are legally forbidden from conducting law enforcement on U.S. soil. But it turns out they found other ways to help, mostly by helping border control agents and the local police to do their jobs better. And as a result, the National Guard troops helped with the arrest of 23,034 illegal immigrants, and they seized more than 35,000 pounds of drugs during the 6 months they were deployed to the border in fiscal 2018. So, you know, Trump has a valid point. Closing the border is not just about illegal immigration. It's about curbing that drug trade. And it seems like our government just really doesn't care that much about it. And again, I refer you back to that story. The United Nations was having a conference on the international drug crisis. And when the Venezuelan representative got up to speak, the U.S. delegation just marched out. All right. Over in Great Britain, things are getting really tense with the Brexit, as you may have remembered from earlier in the week. Parliament voted down Theresa May's latest plan. They then voted for a three-month extension to Brexit. Then they voted down the idea of a new referendum. Well, that may not be the end of it, because European Union leaders are saying they're under no obligation to go along with a three-month extension to Brexit. And they're not going to go along with it unless Great Britain makes it clear what it is that they want. So Brussels has said it will listen to a request for more time if Britain provides a good reason. But Guy Verhofstadt said last night it was up to the UK to take a cross-party approach to find a breakthrough. In other words, they're getting tired of the faction fighting between the Tories and Labour. Meanwhile, Donald Trump came on out and said, well, she should have listened to me. Trump is now saying the Brexit debacle could have been avoided if Theresa May had heeded his advice. And there is Trump's ego fully on display. And apparently Trump is disparaging Theresa May's negotiating skills, saying that Britain could have been spared a hot mess if only she'd listened to him and the art of the deal. I don't think so. This isn't about a business deal. This was about the Brexiteers versus the Remainers. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Earlier in the week, we were talking about how Finland is in a state of collapse. And it's an embarrassment for American socialists like Bernie Sanders, who are holding it up as the perfect example of how socialism can work. But Finland basically came on down because of the cost of its universal health care. And now another one of the European socialist countries that are often held up by American socialist candidates, they're in trouble. Denmark. And Denmark is basically looking at, they're in a state of what's called unreported collapse. And in their case, it's tied in a lot with the open borders and just coming on in and adding a burden to the economy. Now, have you noticed that Israel is always on the forefront of supporting open borders for everybody else but for themselves? And as you may recall, Israel is now trying to repatriate, if you will, the African migrants who've been moving in to Israel. And they had this plan where they're going to send half of them back. And the Israelis didn't agree with it. They want all of them back out. And these activists are out there saying that this United Nations plan to resolve the issue of African migrants in Israel it has been revived. And the activists are saying it's a call by the head of Israel's Immigration Authority for the IDF to literally open fire on any Africans who subsequently try to sail to Israel seeking asylum. So let me back up and paraphrase that here. Basically, Israel, which says open borders and migration is good for every other country on earth, are now saying they're not going to take any more Africans in, and that any Africans who try and get into their country will be shot. And this is coming from the head of Israel's Immigration Authority for the IDF. Little double standard. All right, well, let's talk about the 737 MAX and the Boeing company. This is a PR and economic disaster for the Boeing company, more PR than economic. But right now, there are $600 billion in Boeing 737 orders currently at risk. Because all of these contracts, they always have out clauses, escape clauses. If it turns out the aircraft has got a flaw that cannot be fixed, yeah, these orders will be canceled. That's $600 billion. Now, they're starting the analysis on the black boxes, which are going to be the digital flight recorder and the cockpit voice recorder. They're saying it'll take a few days. But already, controllers on the ground knew something was wrong just from the data block coming back from the radar transponder, because they could see the planes were porpoising hundreds of feet up and down and gaining speed to dangerous levels. They were flying dangerously fast. And to me, that says the problem is in the anti-stall system. And, of course, we've got these two crashes, the one in Ethiopia and the one in Indonesia last year, that appear remarkably similar. And now we've had these other pilots who've come on out saying they've experienced similar issues on their 737 MAX, although it didn't lead to a crash in their case. So a lot of these people who were going to order aircraft from Boeing, they're starting to have cold feet and say they want guarantees that the planes are not defective. Okay, now getting on back here to that college admissions scandal. This is a bad one, and everybody's saying this is the worst they've ever seen. It turns out how this all came about. The FBI had no idea that this was going on. The FBI were investigating this executive in a securities fraud investigation. And apparently, in the course of interviewing him, he's the one who said that a woman soccer coach at Yale University offered to label the executive's daughter as a recruit to get her into Yale in exchange for cash. And that was the beginning of the whole unraveling. And the executive told authorities who were working on the market fraud case that Rudy Meredith, the former women's soccer coach at Yale University, said, yeah, I'll get her into college, you know, in exchange for some cash here. And the lawsuits are already flying, more than $500 billion so far. And basically, the accusation is that all of these college, all of these universities were allowing students to waste their money applying for elite schools when it's actually being rigged in favor of the rich. Now, I don't know what kind of a remedy the courts may consider, but I think there's room for punitive damages. Of course, the big question is, did the universities know? And unless they can prove the universities know and did a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, I don't think the lawsuits are going to have all that much success. But again, it's a public relations nightmare. Even if these universities weren't knowingly part of this, it's still a stain. Now, Lori Loughlin's daughters, Olivia and Isabella, have both quit the University of Southern California in the wake of the college bribery scandal, saying they were terrified of bullies. What they're really trying to do is avoid the shame of being expelled. Lori Loughlin herself has been dropped from Netflix's Fuller House. And she's played Aunt Becky on the original Full House as well as the revival. She will not be returning for the show's fifth season. Apparently, the Hallmark Channel is cutting ties with Loughlin, who allegedly paid $500,000 to get her daughters into USC. This is really unraveling. And it turns out there's another cheating scandal. Apparently, this is reported in Daily Mail, Lori Loughlin's YouTube star daughter was on a game show. She took part on that was rigged to let her win. Now, lifestyle vlogger Olivia Jade Giannulli, who is Laura Loughlin's, Lori Loughlin's daughter, took fellow influencer Marissa Rachel and singer Rydell Lynch on a 2016 episode of Tap That Awesome App for a now-defunct Verizon mobile phone channel. Rachel was declared the winner in front of a live audience. And she says the studio executives mysteriously stepped in and ordered the producers to reshoot the final few questions and then ordered Rachel and Lynch not to buzz in with the correct answers, which allowed Lori Loughlin's daughter to win, to take home first prize, which was a $5,000 donation to a charity of her choice. Yeah, I mean, what's the point of cheating in a situation like that? You know, some charity is going to get the money anyway, but it betrays a mindset that this is acceptable behavior in our society right now. So you've got Lori Loughlin and designer Massimo Giannulli, her husband. They're worth a reported $100 million, and apparently they're facing federal mail fraud charges along with other wealthy parents accused in this. So remember the old saying, cheaters never prosper? Well, at least in this one case, it appears they didn't. And it appears the problem may be more widespread, because apparently federal investigators arrested five people for helping Chinese nationals cheat their way into U.S. universities and then perhaps into U.S. jobs and research laboratories. So this is very widespread. I remember an article from not too long ago where somebody was screaming about, you know, Chinese spies in research laboratories. And I'm wondering if the two are linked up. Anyway, the indictment charges the defendants with conspiring to use false passports and aggravated identity theft as part of the scheme to impersonate Chinese nationals who were required to take the test of English as a foreign language to obtain a student visa. And student visas are the first step into the U.S. jobs market for many Chinese and Indian graduates. If I understand this correctly, because it looks like it's a bad translation, I think what they got is they got Chinese people who are already living here to impersonate the incoming Chinese nationals to take that English test. That's what it sounds like to me. Right. Tulsi Gabbard is out there attacking Facebook over censorship and saying free speech has to be free speech for all Americans. She's absolutely right about that. And she's calling on Americans to stand united against attempts by Facebook and others to censor, stifle, and influence public debate. So way to go, Tulsi. Now, Facebook, of course, is dealing with a lot of problems. They're under criminal investigation for some of their data mining and data sharing practices. And they're losing readership along with all of their technical issues with their big outage earlier this week. Ann Coulter is out there saying something that I had commented on earlier in the week. Trump is ignoring the deplatforming of Alex Jones and other top supporters. The president is allowing loyal backers to be silenced. And she says it's clear that Trump isn't waiting for a better moment. This was not an anomaly. It's not an accident. After he signed his third spending bill with no wall funding, which he claims to need, all sentient beings were forced to conclude the president has no intention of ever doing anything that we wanted on immigration. And she's right about the fact that Trump has turned his back on the independent media, which means we're not going to be there to support him in 2020. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Twitter's just announced they're going to ban people who spread conspiracy theories. The problem is a lot of conspiracy theories eventually turn out to be conspiracy facts. You know, it was actually the CIA that came up with that conspiracy theorist label in the aftermath of the assassination of John F. Kennedy to dismiss people who were pointing at the obvious contradictions and problems in the official crazed lone nut story. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. We don't need to even listen to you. Speaking of inconsistent, somebody just emailed me about the New Zealand situation. How is it possible that a white nationalist says he was highly influenced by Candace Owens, who is a beautiful black woman? Your caller is right. Something is rotten about this. Yeah, I think so, too. Okay. All right. Getting on back here. Bad news for gun manufacturers. The Connecticut Supreme Court sided with anti-gun interest by giving the green light for a lawsuit against companies that manufactured and sold the semi-automatic rifle that Adam Lanza supposedly used to kill 26 people at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And the Sandy Hook victims basically, they originally sued Remington in 2014 for facilitating the shooting. And this recent ruling allows the lawsuit to move forward to trial. And that could legally compel gun companies to turn over internal communications and other sensitive information to anti-gun government agencies. Okay, we got a caller on the line here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got a little change of topic here, if you can indulge me.
Sure.
I sent you an article that I ran across about half an hour ago on the Iron Dome. And that it was from the press for the Jews, not the Jewish press, because the regular press is Jewish. But this is for the Jewish Forward or something, had an article. I haven't seen it anywhere else. And it is that the United States Army has agreed to buy the Iron Dome and deploy it in Europe. And it's a multi-billion-dollar deal, of course. And I want to remind everybody that we paid to develop the Iron Dome, and now they're selling it back to us. So we paid for its development, and now they're selling it to us. And
okay, well, let me cut in here a little bit. First of all, I'm looking at your email, and the link goes to worldjewishdaily.com.
Right.
And if memory serves me correct, that was the same website that put out the story that said Assad was saying he would attack Israel if the IDF did not leave Golan. So at this point, I have to say this looks like a phony news site.
Well, it may well be, Mike, but I've heard rumblings of this before, and it wouldn't be surprising to me in lieu of the fact that, of course, they stole their first fissionable nuclear material from the United States, that they passed nuclear secrets. The Rosenbergs were nuclear spies. The Rocket Fighter was passed on to China. There's a whole litany. Sidewinder missile was minutely re-engineered. Some minute change, they sold it to China.
Yes.
On and on and on. So this is nothing new here at all. And I know they've made rumblings about it before, but I happen to see this article. And frankly, I believe it. That's just exactly something that we would do, and I believe this article, and we'll see if it's true or not, but I bet that we're that on our knees to them that we would do this. We paid for this thing. There's no argument that we paid for its development, and there's also no argument that if Israel, if the Iron Dome gets that, then Raytheon or somebody else that's an American company does not get it.
Yes.
So, you know, this happens again and again. And I would tell you, I'll make a bet with you. I'll bet you a lunch or something that this ends up being true.
Well, I'll take you up on that bet here, because I got to tell you, it would be a very awkward thing for the United States to do at a time when it is trying to sell more of its weapons to other countries. And especially when you look at that brouhaha over in Turkey, where Turkey wants the S-400 and the U.S. is trying to force them to buy the Patriot. If the U.S. turns around and starts buying Israeli-made aerial defense weapons, then everybody's going to say, well, this is America admitting their weapons aren't as good. And that would be a disaster for our defense contractors. So I got to tell you, I'm not as trusting of this story, especially because, again, this appears to be the same source that put out that Assad was going to attack Israel if the IDF did not leave the Golan. Anyway, Peter, we got to take another break for commercials. Got to let you go, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I owe Peter in Los Angeles an apology because the Times of Israel is now reporting that the U.S. is purchasing the Iron Dome, even though they're not saying where they're going to use it yet. But it's going to be used to protect our troops. So, yeah, Peter had a valid point. We paid for the development of that weapon system, and now Israel's just selling it back to us. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Peter's my favorite caller. And you know how you have people like that girl from Canada as a joint host some days? I'd like to see you have Peter on there. He's got a lot of experience. He's on probably somebody's staff in the Middle East since he's 30 years in the Army. But the reason I called is before he called, you were talking about that Remington suit about Adam Lanza. The good part is I hope it goes through because they can expose the whole thing if it does. You know, where are these rifles? Do these people get killed by this rifle? And let's get the evidence in here, and let's get these witnesses and expose that whole thing. You know, that's my.
Well, I'm sure that the judge would not. The judge would basically start the case by saying, you know, we're starting from the point of view that the official story is the official story, and he's not going to allow that to happen. But the suit is nonsense, and we've been hearing liberals talk about this. Let's sue the gun makers, you know, for the things that people do wrong with the guns. You never hear them say, let's sue the knife makers for when somebody does a stabbing. And let's say somebody takes a car and in a fit of rage, they drive up on the sidewalk and they deliberately run over a bunch of people. You don't hear the public screaming, let's sue the car makers. It's only in the case of the guns. And it's an attempt to try and drive the gun manufacturers out of business.
Well, if they're suing from the standpoint of Sandy Hook, they have to bring the Sandy Hook incident into it. And, I mean, who's suing and what are they basing their lawsuit on?
They're basically, the whole point of the lawsuit is that Remington should bear responsibility, financial responsibility, for the misuse of its product. And as I pointed out in the context of cars and knives, no. Let's say, and again, another ridiculous example, let's say somebody has an eating disorder and they literally eat themselves to death. Are we going to sue the makers of the flatware or the ice cream company or whatever? I mean, taken to a ridiculous extreme, you can see how pointless this all is. It's just another way to harass and demonize and vilify the gun makers.
Okay, well, they can't bring the Sandy Hook thing into it then at all.
I would imagine that the judge will not allow that to happen. I'm sure that the defense attorneys for Remington will try and bring that up. But, you know, maybe they can get Wolfgang Halbig in there. But for those of us who've been paying attention,
exactly.
We know the whole thing was just a hoax, you know. But, you know, they do have the rifle that was associated with Adam Lanza, and it is a Remington product, and that's what the whole lawsuit is about. You know, you made this rifle, Adam Lanza supposedly killed a bunch of people with it, therefore you should give us a lot of money.
Well, if the judge is depends upon what court he's from and who's got control over him, and if that's true, the whole legal system, the whole civil legal system in the United States is a big hoax and it's all phony.
Well, it pretty much is. I mean, the U.S. government is never, ever, ever going to allow any of these false flags to be examined in a court of law or on corporate media, whether it's Sandy Hook or 9/11 or the Boston Marathon bombing. I mean, that one was really obvious, the way they railroaded Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. Where his so-called defense attorney walks in and the first thing she says is, he's guilty. What kind of a defense is that? And here at my website, I had enough evidence to create reasonable doubt, and that's all it takes to get an acquittal. But yeah, the court system is corrupt. It's there to basically enforce the will of the government. And the will of the government is you will believe the official story of Sandy Hook, and we're going to take a bunch of money away from Remington and give it to all these people who helped us pull the hoax off.
Yeah, well, I hope it doesn't go that way. But anyway, Mike, that was my only point, and I'll listen to you the rest of the show on the computer. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. But if this actually does go to trial, I think the best defense that Remington can take is what I just said here. If somebody takes a car and in a moment of road rage runs up on a sidewalk and kills a bunch of people, how is the car manufacturer responsible for that? And I think that's going to make the point. I think it will make the point here. Getting on back to gun rights, down in Kentucky, Governor Bevin signed Senate Bill 150 into law, which allows Kentuckians 21 or older who are allowed to legally possess a firearm to conceal it without a permit. He has restored constitutional carry. Now, getting on back to knives, and you're going to love this one. Tory Member of Parliament Scott Mann is out there calling for strict new knife control measures in Great Britain, including for every blade sold in Britain to be fitted with GPS tracking systems. And the idea that you will buy a knife, you will take it home, and the GPS will make sure it stays at home. And that if that knife is taken out of your home, you better have a good explanation saying that there will be obvious exceptions for activities such as fishing. And what this guy is actually saying, if you think about it, is, you know, Britain has very strict gun control. You're still allowed to own guns, but only they have to be kept at shooting clubs. You can't have them in your home. And despite that, people are still getting murdered. They're not being shot. They're being stabbed. And it's a reminder, it's not the guns that are killing people. It's people that are killing people. And if you take away the knives, they'll find something else, a hammer, a baseball bat. Or they'll run them up on the sidewalk with a car and run them down. But this one is utterly ridiculous. I mean, I have a Swiss Army knife here on my belt. What does he want to do? Track that with GPS? Okay. Apparently in the West End of London, there's a theater that put in gender-neutral toilets that have these exposed urinals, and it's just created a huge outrage. And apparently one woman complained saying, I don't want to see genitalia unless it's my husband's. So again, they're forcing that whole gender fluid unisex thing here. All right, let's talk about Senator Jeff Markley. He's a Democrat from Oregon, and he is sponsoring a Senate bill that would prevent kittens from being killed after they're used in research. Okay? And it's for the kittens. The Kitten Act would protect cats from being euthanized after government testing. And Markley said the practice is archaic and horrific. Mind you, this is the same Markley who voted against the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. So save the kittens, slaughter the newborn babies. That's this guy's agenda. There's got to be something in the water in Washington, D.C. All righty. Major storm that it's winding out finally. They're calling it a cyclone of historic proportions. It's set barometric pressure records on the low end, stranded over 1,100 drivers. It's left nearly 200,000 without power. And it's going to continue to bring blizzard conditions to parts of the Northern Plains and Rockies, basically now, where travel remains very difficult. Heavy rain, snow melt, and ice jams on rivers have produced widespread flooding across the upper Midwest. We're getting into NOAA territory. And there is a lot of flooding. Nebraska's got a lot of flooding. And, of course, that happens when you have that much snow. When it melts, it's got to go somewhere. Another little article, this one from Sierra Star. A surprising snowstorm in the mountains. And it basically saying that the winter started out being very tame, which is exactly what the original Farmer's Almanac said it would be. But boy, did it get intense. And they're talking basically about starting in February, temperatures dropped. Serious storm came on in, 12 inches of snow. And basically his town literally got snowed in. There were only two roads in or out. Both of them were blocked. Over in Green Bay, they've issued more than 100 fines for unshoveled sidewalks. And that's, well, you may make a few bucks. The snow piles up. Your shoveling does not meet city standards. Here's a fine here. Over in California, it's snowing in the California vineyards. And that's actually a good thing, because it delays the waking up of the grapevines. And that means that when they do come into bloom and produce fruit, the fruit is going to be better and sweeter and produce a better wine. So this is going to be a good year for California wines, for those of you who are aficionados of California wines. Over in Billings, Montana, they're saying finally the temperatures are starting to approach what they should be, what the historical average is going to be. And it's actually starting to warm up here as well. A while back, there was this experiment over in Stockholm in gender-equal snow plowing. And Stockholm used to have a policy where they would clear the main roads and areas like construction sites before they would get to the pavements and cycle lanes. And this was denounced as sexist because men are more likely to drive and women more likely to travel on foot. And women were slipping on the ice and they complained the system was sexist. So they said, all right, we're going to have gender equal snow plowing. We're going to pay attention to the bike lanes and the sidewalks. And that, of course, meant that the main roads were less cleared, the construction sites were less cleared, and everything just, they described it as chaos. Maybe you just need more snow plows. Okay, probably a lot of you have not heard of this. It's a group called the Club of Rome. It's a global elite group. They are globalists, and they are just gushing over the Green New Deal. Now, the Club of Rome was founded back in 1968. They were the original elite group who created crisis mode global cooling. Then when that didn't work out, they switched to global warming. And they produced this infamous paper called The Limits to Growth that was positioned as a report for the Club of Rome's project on the predicament of mankind. And Limits to Growth, as the name implies, is basically saying population reduction to create an economic equilibrium between population and available resources. So they love the Green New Deal. Over in Fukushima, they're running into a bit of a problem because they've got all this toxic soil that they're having to dig up from around the ruined reactor, and nobody wants to take it. They're filling up all of these sacks with radioactive soil. You can see them in the Google Earth if you go over there. And it's these huge black sacks filled with the soil. And it's just sitting there. Nobody knows what they're going to be able to do with it. And, of course, those black plastic sacks are not blocking the radiation. It is still heavily radioactive over there. Now, here's an interesting little story. French and German farmers are digging up thousands of hectares of rapeseed fields after traces of genetically modified organism were found in seeds sold by Bayer. Now, GMOs are banned for cultivation in both France and Germany, and these farmers thought that they were buying GMO-free seeds from Bayer. And they weren't. Now, in Europe, few varieties of GMO are authorized for growing, mostly due to environmental concerns. But during a routine check, French authorities found out GMO seeds in three rapeseed seed batches sold by DeKalb, a brand previously owned by Monsanto, before the company was taken over by Bayer in 2018. So these GMO crops are not authorized in Europe, although GMO produce can be imported for food and animal feed. Now, Bayer's chief operating officer for France said the source of the contamination is not known yet because supposedly the seeds were produced in Argentine GMO-free area. Well, it's obviously not GMO. And that's the problem. The pollen from GMO plants does not stop at that little 10-yard barrier that Monsanto stipulated. We had a story up here where GMO pollen from a wheat crop that was being grown experimentally, was not authorized for use, was found four states away. Pollen is carried by the wind. It's carried by the birds. It's certainly carried by the bees. You can't contain it. And that's what we're seeing. It happened here. Obviously, that Argentine GMO-free area is not GMO-free. So it's a huge, huge problem. Okay. Stephen Hawking, we all respected him. I disagree with him on the Big Bang, obviously. Apparently, a probe has found that his nurse that took care of him for the last 8 years of his life finds that she failed to provide the care he deserved, and that Hawking may have actually died more of neglect than of his illness. And that is a real tragedy, because he was getting this close on his cosmological constant. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, the first International Summit on Human Gene Editing was back in December 2015, and they released a statement in which they were unanimous in agreeing that the creation of genetically modified children was irresponsible unless we knew for sure it was safe. Well, obviously, that didn't do a lot of good, because in November of last year, Chinese scientist He Zhengkai edited embryos to create two genetically engineered babies, and other groups are now actively looking to use the technology to enhance humans. Now, CRISPR experts are calling for a global moratorium on inheritable gene editing. In other words, they're saying, don't edit the eggs and the sperm, because whatever comes out of them can pass those changes on, and we don't know what's going to happen. I cannot tell you how dangerous this is. And, of course, there can be a global moratorium for civilian scientists, but I have absolutely no doubt that the military labs are already out there. We can create the super soldier. We'll build him better. We'll build him faster. We were talking the other day about that nanoparticle trick that allowed mice to see in infrared. So there's all these military applications. It's dangerous. It is very dangerous. We're playing with the code of life and looking at how recklessly products get developed and deployed, such as vaccines and GMO. This could be dangerous. You know, I get a lot of phone calls from people saying, well, if you're so convinced that the universe is full of intelligent life, you know, why haven't they visited us? And my usual answer is, what do we have that they would be interested in that would make it worth the energy cost to slow down, come down to the bottom of the gravity well, get out of the gravity well, and then reaccelerate to whatever speed they were doing before? Because if they're going from point A to point B and Earth is in the middle, stopping at Earth literally doubles their fuel costs. But there's another possibility, and that may be that every intelligent technological civilization reaches a point where they start playing with their own code of life, whatever their version of DNA is, and they make a mistake, and they go extinct. And that is a real possibility, and I'm very, very concerned. Out in Nevada, a former New Jersey priest and teacher who was accused of groping young boys was found shot to death in his Nevada home. And apparently police conducted a welfare check and found the body of John Caparelli in the house he owned on Bonner Springs Drive in Henderson. And he'd been shot once in the neck. His body was found in the kitchen. So possibly an angry parent there. Former Cardinal George Pell, 77, received a 6-year sentence for molesting 2 13-year-old choir boys. There's some music. Time to take a break for station identification. Get the lovely Lady Claire in here, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.